2012, as you may have heard, was the hottest year ever recorded in the U.S. It featured a drought in the Corn Belt. In a few minutes, we'll report on the drought along the Mississippi River. There was that heat wave in March. At weather stations across the country, more than 34,000 daily high records were set. So high temperatures here and in Australia, where thermometers hovered near a record 105 degrees earlier this week, adding fuel to the raging wildfires across the country. So far, no deaths reported, but 100 people have not been accounted for since last week when a fire destroyed around 90 homes. From Sydney, the BBC's Phil Mercer reports on this year's fires.
Well, right across the nation's southeast, you can take a breather from the heat today.
Australia's fickle weather is helping firefighters bring many blazes under control after catastrophic conditions were declared in some areas yesterday. Cooler temperatures have brought some respite from a savage heat wave that's seen the mercury hit 47 degrees Celsius. The authorities, however, are warning that the relief will only be temporary.
We don't want people to take their eye off the ball today. We don't want people to become complacent in any way or relaxed.
Shane Fitzsimmons is the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner.
It's been a long, busy night for firefighters on the ground and, of course, the communities affected by these fires. We've still got a lot of fire activity across New South Wales.
From the air, the true extent of the damage is revealed. Huge swathes of farmland and forest have been destroyed, while several houses have been lost in New South Wales and the neighbouring state of Victoria. For firefighters, it's been a Herculean effort as they battle some of the most dangerous conditions southern Australia has ever endured. It's been a terrifying time for residents who've seen the flames march towards them.
They're moving very, very quickly. The winds are picking up. They're more of a westerly now. And they've spread in a ridiculous amount of time. It's just been so quick.
In Tasmania, residents are returning to what's left of their charred communities. For some, the trauma of narrowly escaping the flames has been made worse by the loss of their homes.
We did live to tell the tale, and most of our little community here in Boomer Jetty Road, as far as I know, everyone's survived. Pretty happy with that. It's hard not having anywhere to live right now, yeah. Well, it's all gone.
We just packed everything as quick as we could into the car with the animals and headed down to the boat.
We thought we was gone. We were lucky, so we were saved. Huh? We definitely thought we was gonna go.
A huge dome of heat over Australia has broken temperature records. Weather forecasters blame a lack of rain in the country's arid interior.
Unfortunately, with the lack of cloud over central Australia, lack of moisture, we're just seeing conditions becoming hotter and hotter.
Alistair Hainsworth from the Bureau of Meteorology says there'll be no relief until monsoonal rains reach the outback.
Until we can see some moisture into central Australia, a little bit of cloud, that'll allow then the surface of the earth to cool somewhat. But until we can do that, then unfortunately there's not really an end in sight to this incredible hot spell over central Australia.
The bitumen road's melting, but you don't really blame it.
Temperatures in the tiny hamlet of Oodnadatta in South Australia have hit more than 45 degrees Celsius every day for a week. Resident Linny Plater is hoping that cooler weather is on the way.
If you look at the weekly forecast or dwell on the last 10 days, you'd get a bit depressed. So I just look at the daily forecast. I look tomorrow and it's 41. Well, I think, beauty, that's a cool change.
As parts of southern Australia brace for more scorching conditions later this week, the nation's capricious climate has seen snow fall in Tasmania, while a tropical cyclone is developing to the north.
That report from the BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney, Australia, where, by the way, it cooled off a bit today, although forecasters say temperatures are expected to rise again by week's end. This programming note, tomorrow we'll have a powerful reporter's notebook on Haiti, including surviving the earthquake there 3 years ago this week.
Even for me now, trying to recall, I don't even know if my own memories do justice to the totality of the experience while we were in it. I don't think that the human mind, fortunately, is programmed to be able to really relive a moment like that or the moments after in full, because otherwise it would be impossible to do anything else with your life.
That story tomorrow. And when we come back, it's off to the Mississippi, here and now.